Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What did he chant?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands. Because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands. I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toy just happened to be half-naked muscular men? Alright everybody, welcome to episode... 170... What is it? Oh no!
47 seconds ago you looked it up. 47 seconds.
I did. Oh my god. Previous... Why is it showing me... 174, I think.
Oh my god, I hope the COVID gets you.
174, I believe. Welcome everybody to episode 174.
Are you sure?
Of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti, and with me today, as always, are the two best co-hosts a host could have. Travis Bowles is here. How are you, Trav?
Great.
And next to him, and across from me, in spirit, is Pete McCarthy. How are you, Pete?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thank you. How's your oatmeal?
He took a huge bite.
Yogurt?
He took a huge bite right after when he's supposed to talk again.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how fat I am.
Yeah.
I couldn't help
myself. Steve's firing at all cylinders today. His hair is fucked.
I know. Rarely do you ever see my hair like this. This is took a shower before bed last night and then went to sleep hair.
You know, a lot of times I find that the reason I take a shower before bed is because I'm going to want certain parts of my anatomy near certain parts of a man's anatomy in which she requires them to be washed. And then when all said and done, I have to take another shower before I can just go to bed. So it's really kind of a pain in the ass.
What do you have to take another shower for?
Well, Steve, when you know what you're doing with a lady, things get messy. So
yeah, I like that. I like to bask in that.
I do too, but I don't like to also wake up with my dick stuck to my leg either. So.
Well, I put a piece of toilet paper between it.
Well, I have sex with Courtney using a dental dam, so I don't have to worry about that.
No, between your belly or your leg and, you know.
First off, none of us in here have a big enough penis and or a small enough belly to lay our penis on our belly. Let's be realistic.
I was trying to brag a little, but yeah, you're right.
Good call.
You're right. All right, so everybody, you might notice a little difference in sound. We are actually Skyping this episode, so we are not together for, I think, the first time ever since My Wife is Going to Kill Me has started. So, yeah.
We could not get the producer to sign off on the permission slip, so.
It was more me than her, you know, just trying to follow the rules, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, we're in kind of a weird spot because we legally should not be getting together to podcast. And
did they change the number of people? Last I knew it was still 10.
Yeah, but yeah, you shouldn't meet unless it's an essential meeting, right?
Right.
And I know
with any group of people unless it is an essential meeting.
Yeah, but that's everybody's definition of essential. I guarantee you that when we get together and meet, we get a hell of a lot more done than the average essential government meeting on a regular basis.
Definitely true.
You know, I didn't think about you don't think about the vast consequences of something like this until you're in it. Because what we thought about was, oh, shit, MuskegeeCon. Oh, shit, you know, other Comic Cons. Hey, we can't get together in podcasts. Hey, we can't get one of my best friend's mothers died day before yesterday. They can't have a funeral. Yeah. And for the last 2 weeks of her life, nobody could go in and see her. None of them got to say goodbye to their fucking mom. So I sit back and I go, who the hell am I to be upset because I can't go to Comic-Con? You know, but that kind of stuff didn't register. You know, that's not your immediate go-to thought. I'm DJing a wedding for my sister-in-law's best friend at the end of April. Now it's moved to July because they can't get married now. And those types of things, I never contemplated those types of events because I wasn't involved in those really from the aspect of it directly affecting me. And that shit's crazy.
I would never have even given it a thought that if my mom was dying, I couldn't go see her because I might give her COVID because she's dying.
I agree.
So who's making that call? The hospital or something?
She might have been in a, yeah, she was in a care.
Yeah, she was in the hospital. And the period before she went back into the hospital, she was in a nursing home. And those were zero visitors, period, end of story. So now the hope was, so she needed, basically there was a, she needed a blood clot removed from her lung. And they weren't sure if she was going to be able to survive the surgery because her blood pressure was so low. And the idea was, if she can have the surgery, we think she's going to get better and she's going to have some more time to get through this. The other side of that was once they realized that they couldn't do the surgery, they were going to bring hospice in. Once she was a hospice patient, people could then visit her because as part of her end of life care plan. The problem was, is from the time, the night that they decided not to do the surgery to bring in hospice, she passed away that night way more suddenly than anybody thought. So I got to be next to my mother when she passed away. I got to be there in the room and I got to talk with her. And I can't imagine what that's like for my friend and his family not being able to see her, you know. It's just kind of, I don't know, it's just weird to think and it really puts your bitches and moans and complaints into perspective. So, because here I am kind of like, well, this is bullshit. I can't Skype with my buddies in the same, or I can't podcast with my buddies in the same room. But there's other people out there that are truly losing loved ones because of the COVID. And also, it's negatively impacting other parts of their life. It's crazy.
Yeah, what did I hear? It's eight cases of Muskegon and two have died. That's a huge percentage. Two of the eight? It's probably not accurate, but.
There was one, the numbers that I got, it was, there was only one death in Muskegon County like 48 hours ago, but 71-year-old patient, multiple complaints, had a lot of other things going on, so in the world of this disease, that was not a surprise. Those are the people that are truly in danger, you know, the people that are already immunosuppressed, that have, you know, multiple complaints, and typically are of an advanced age.
I just caught up on it last night. There's one more that died too, and he was also in the same boat as the guy you mentioned. They're both elderly guys that had issues, but
I've been getting a list from Region 6, the Medical Control Authority, and they've been giving almost daily updates on all the number of cases in each county and how many deaths, and So we're not near to the point of some of the other states yet. So.
Well, yeah, hopefully we don't get there, but I don't know.
Right.
We'll see. Anyways, this is supposed to be fun, so let's make it fun. I'd ask you guys what you've been up to. Well, we know Travis. Travis, what have you been finding to do around, you know, hot tubbing?
Heidi, what have you been doing lately, Heidi?
Torturing Kane with your sex life. What's going on?
Pretty much all those things you just said. Although I will say, you know, about halfway through the day yesterday, which was my first day off, because, you know, I'm still working. My wife said, I think I need a break from you. I'm like, this doesn't bode well.
No, it does not.
Yeah.
You're still normal schedule moving forward, correct, too, are you, Trev?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Yeah. We partied a little bit last night. Had some fun.
By we, you mean you and Heidi?
Yeah, pretty much. Then I did a Facebook Live video yesterday in the support group, and it was kind of crazy because at 1 o'clock, you know, you don't really know what you're gonna get for an audience, but it seemed like there was about 15 people in the group consistently throughout the whole video, and just a lot of fun chatter, and that made me realize that I think I am gonna try and set up some Zoom meetings for us and some of our listeners in the support group, and obviously our Patreon supporters, because I think that'll be fun, and I think people are just itching for something fun to do.
Right. The organization of the Zoom, I mean, that program is super cool. I'm anxious to see if 40 people come into that meeting, how that's going to work, you know?
Yeah.
We'll almost have to kind of structure it to where it's, hey guys, you know, be on mute. We'll ask a question and then we'll say, hey, so-and-so, yes, unmute, answer, you know, but I think that could be, I really think that could be a ton of fun. So it would just like to see everybody's faces,
yeah,
you know, because there's going to be people that we would talk to that we would actually see that. I mean, not everybody Snapchats me like Dustin Yoke, and I get all these ridiculous faces and cats on his head and his kids and stuff, and we're always laughing. We don't have that interaction with everybody. I think it'd be an absolute friggin' riot.
Yeah, so, I think so too. And just something to do.
Right.
I think a lot of people right now are just looking for, you know, something.
Some sort of interaction.
Yeah, something different, you know. I mean,
that isn't just, you know, the typing kind on your phone and.
Yep.
Yeah.
How about you, Steve? Is that what you're looking for?
No. I don't need any interaction. I'm good. This is pretty much perfect for me. Like, I wish regular life was like this without COVID-19. Because I don't want anybody to get sick or die. But, no. I actually love it. I stay home all the time. My wife can't drag me anywhere. I just go down into my little sanctuary here and customize and watch some Outlander and be by myself, which is wonderful.
So hold on, you're watching Outlander by yourself?
Yeah. I introduced her to the first episode and she hasn't made any effort to join me. So I just went onward. Unlike Tiger King, which she watched the whole thing with me.
So, hold on. You're watching this chick flick.
It's, yeah, pretty much. It's got chick flick elements. I wouldn't call it a straight up chick flick.
Well, of course you wouldn't, because you're watching it by yourself. But everyone else who comments on this show, they say, yeah, me and my wife.
Yeah, most people, it was introduced to me by my sister, yeah, it is mostly a, you know, it's weird. It's a girl. You know, women seem to like it, but it's also got these extreme violent scenes in it as well. And, you know, sword
because
fights.
The, the average woman wants to be violently dominated. Most of them won't ever tell you that.
Well, he's not violent.
Women want to be controlled, Steve.
Oh, I know.
Women want you to handle the business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. I know. I'm kind of the... Yeah, I agree.
Right, yeah, because you're the one in control in your basement by yourself watching chick flicks. So you're obviously in control. I can just see, and I don't want to name any names because I don't know how many people know they're gay. We have two gay listeners, and they're married to each other. And I can see gay listener number one. Well, but I'm speaking of two in particular.
Okay.
I can see gay listener number one reading your comments and looking at his husband going, this dude's so gay. Like, I can see that happening. You know what I mean?
Well, the whole show isn't about a man dominating a woman. There's lots of guys fighting guys. I mean, you know, shooting each other, stabbing each other, swords.
Guys dominating guys. Nice. That's the ultimate alpha male. He's not afraid to dominate anybody that's got a hole.
That's like your average superhero is two guys fighting. You know, it's no different than that.
Except it is. Movie. Except it is.
And then it'll go into some like 20-minute sex scene. Which you see a lot of boobs and ass.
Nice. I like boobs.
Once in a while, you see a penis.
Good penises?
I mean, have you seen
a bad one? The question is, are they circumcised? Are the penises circumcised? It's like the 1700s, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they did that in the 1700s.
I think they did. I think circumcision... Well, I don't know.
Hold on a second. Hey, Google, in what year did circumcisions become regular?
I mean, it's in the Bible.
Thank you, Google. 1865 was when they became a thing. So,
huh? I don't know. I understood what happened in 1865. Google
pause. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually didn't look at the penises.
I always look at the penises.
So, Steve, you say that you like living this way, you know, in your basement watching chick flicks. And you're saying thank you to the pandemic for that. You do know that you can live that way now if you'd like. You don't need the pandemic to make those choices.
No, I can't because my wife is a goat. She's a very social, wants to... She can't. She gets stir crazy, and she'll drag me around.
Right. Even 2 days after chastising everybody for being too social, she has no problem going out and being social. So.
And so.
I don't know if I agree with you because I invite your wife and you to a lot of things, and you say that you never heard about it because it was on Snapchat. But I can see that your wife knew about it because it showed her opening it. And then when I talk to you about it, you'll say, well, I didn't know that happened. I didn't know you guys got together. Why didn't you invite me?
Now you sound like that bitch Jeremy.
Maybe that happens. I don't know. I'm just saying that if she, you know, we have eaten like at home as a family more times than we ever do during this whole thing. You know, we're not running to Russ's for dinner. We're not running to, you know, they freaked out a little bit last night. They had to have some Lee's famous recipe. But for the most part,
That's essential. I mean, how can you? You got to get out and drive down the road. That's essential.
It's open. I mean, it's in the governor's list.
I'm, And I'm just saying, we made it abundantly clear that it was ridiculous that there were people around the roadway for non-essential services.
Well,
Lee's famous recipe is essential.
Food places, takeout food places are on the essential list.
None of those things were specified in said Facebook post. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that, and plus, I don't have you. You aren't inviting me everywhere, Travis.
True.
So, you know. I'm the type of guy that if I get invited places and I go to places, I usually have fun. But if I'm not invited, if I can usually worm my way out of it a lot of times, I will. Unless it's a toy gathering or a, you know, something like that, then I will definitely make it a priority and go. Nothing?
Yeah, but you know what? When you come to those toy parties, you're kind of like that diva because you're like, hey, everybody, I'm here. But just so you all know, I'm only here for an hour and a half. Then I gotta leave.
Well, yeah, I like to be the one that everybody wants to be there. You know, they're like, when's Steve getting here? And everybody's talking about it. I like to come late, too.
Yep.
And that doesn't surprise me because there's a lot, we see a lot of Facebook posts when you're not on the episode, people pining over you not being on the episode. Nope, that's right. That's me. I forget. It's Pete that they always miss from the episode. It's never Steve. But I see what you're saying.
I'm never missing from the episode. No. I make this show a priority.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder. I'm just saying.
Anyways. Pete, you're still seeing people all the time, right?
Yeah, only for Pronto Pups and Butch's Beach Burritos. it's been strange because I... For the listeners, I'm assuming that you asked me what I've been doing lately.
Yeah.
Because we haven't gotten around to that yet.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure that I get to get on my soapbox about my chick flicks. My job hasn't changed. My job actually has gotten more demanding just because of personnel changes and what have you. But I've been home now. This is day three that I've been home and I haven't left. I take that back. I did leave and go on a golf cart accident to help out my crews. But, yeah, I mean, I'm still seeing people on a somewhat regular basis, and life hasn't changed a ton for me except for everybody's at the house when I'm at the house, which kind of sucks.
How are you handling that?
What?
How are you handling that?
I drowned one of the kids in the bathtub last night, but the other three are still doing good.
I can't imagine being Pete's family and then having Pete home because he uses every opportunity. Pete thinks he always has an audience, even when he doesn't. There's like nobody there, but Pete thinks he's on stage.
Pete is always on stage.
24/7. So yep. He will make jokes. Like he'll start ragging on, I've seen him do this many times. He'll start ragging on his kids as though someone else is going to laugh at him. Like he he'll start like schooling them and giving them lessons and, you know, berating them and doing all this stuff. And he just looks like an asshole because he doesn't, he isn't on stage and nobody knows what kind of guy he is. And so I could just imagine what it's like to be Pete's family and always having to put up with him performing for this imaginary audience.
Well, what's crazy about that is normally you're absolutely right. It's about getting other people to laugh. In those cases, it's just about getting them to cry. So, I mean, there's an ultimate goal there. It's a different emotion. So we had, we played, Quiplash last night, you know, the Jack in the Box game, and Chloe's boyfriend was over and, we had a lot of fun. It was a good time, pretty low key. What? I'm not going all noble on Facebook and telling people not to have visitors?
Social distancing. I mean, whoa, dude.
There's six of us in this house. There's no social distancing.
Yeah, but you're bringing the boyfriend over.
The people that you spend time, you and I, we spend almost every single day together. We were going to podcast together today because we spent time together. When you spend that much time with somebody, it doesn't matter. They said that. The normal people that are in your household. There's kids at my house four nights a week.
How am I the only one here that's actually doing social distancing right? How's that happening?
I'm doing it pretty good.
Your son had seven kids over 4 days ago.
No, we didn't. They weren't over.
I just watched a video of you rolling down a dune while your family and your son-in-law were with you.
That was before the executive order. That was since Monday. Pork hasn't been here. That was before the governor's thing. That was the night. That was, I think, the day before that we were out hiking. Pork hasn't been here since then. She hasn't been there. And when you did see those kids together, they weren't at my house. Not that makes it a little better. So since Monday, I think we're doing pretty good.
When was the Butch's burrito trip and the hugging of the kid that's actually going to be going to a country that doesn't have COVID except
Wednesday.
For the house?
That was Wednesday.
Yeah, since sending them.
Might have been. But I didn't have I wasn't involved in that.
How
right,
am I?
But they brought it back to you. You're all involved.
Which is why
we're
said,
all in this together.
That's what I said. I said I commented on the thing. I said in the Facebook post when she posted it, you can look at the comments. I said 6 feet. What's going on here?
How am I the one social distancing the correct way here?
Your son had seven friends over the other day. Seven.
Last night he went to the hunts.
Fuck you.
Even in this pandemic, Travis will find a way to sacrifice his kid to the virus to get some sex.
It's not going to hurt him if he gets it.
Yeah. Hey,
I might have already had it.
Who might have already had it?
Most of us probably already did back at Christmas time. We just didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
There was a ton of people with flu-like symptoms that were testing negative for influenza A. That was COVID, folks.
That was me.
Did you have a fever?
No, because I ain't a bitch.
I didn't have. I was sick, too, and I never had a fever. And COVID, as far as I can tell, is a fever all the time.
You didn't have COVID because you were a bitch.
Dude, I've been seeing stuff that's been scaring the shit out of me, and I don't even know if it's true. Is there, like, Olympic swimmer or something gets freaking COVID. He's like 30 years old and almost died. And I'm like, if a swimmer with that kind of lung capacity is almost dead, I got no chance.
You don't.
See?
You should stay in your basement.
You know, I've got a friend on Facebook who's probably not going to be my friend much longer because I want to choke her. We officially hit 400 deaths in one day in this country. Are you guys ready to start listening? And I was like, you realize that 112,000 people have recovered at this time. Nobody's talking about that. Guys, it is just the flu. I understand, yes, people are dying. But for the average person, it is just the flu. Yes, protect your people in your life. If you get it, you give it to somebody who can't handle it the way that you can. I get that. So protect yourself. But it is what it is.
I'm doing the opposite. So, I got some people in my life that I want to get it.
All right.
I'm getting lonely over here. I was kind of hoping Heidi'd stop by and show me your bruise.
She might have some more after last night.
Yeah.
Dang, she run into a few countertops, did she?
I wish you could have seen. Did I send you guys a snap last night of her? I don't think I did. She was pretty crazy.
I remember something going on, her screaming about something, and I can't remember what it was.
There was a lot of,
I remember you singing the Tiger King song.
Yes, that's what it was.
And then me continuing the lyrics, and then her trying to tell me that my lyric was wrong. God, and I told her to get a fucking life.
I want
to
talk about Tiger King so bad right
now. How does that feel, Peter?
What?
How does that feel when somebody corrects you and you wrote something wrong?
It's not right. It's perfectly fine when I'm wrong, but I wasn't wrong. She's wrong.
You were wrong.
No, I was not wrong.
Oh, you were. Believe me, I've watched that video a good 50 times. Because I might be gay because I think I love country.
The
Tiger might be one of the best songs I've ever heard.
I shit you not. This is about 6-7 years ago. We're driving down the road. Country song comes on the radio. I'm singing along. And Amanda literally looks at me and goes, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "What?" And she goes, "Are you divorcing me?" And I'm like, "What the hell are you talking about?" She goes, "If you're singing country, you're having a midlife crisis. You're going to divorce me." And I'm like, "No." I just got a message from a friend on Facebook. And it appears to be sharing the article of our fire chief resigning. And the next message said, "Holy shit, are you the fire chief now?" No, I'm not the fire chief. It just kind of cracked me up because it came across my computer monitor, like, huge. And this never happened before. It was kind of funny.
That's funny.
But,
so how about some
fucking,
what's that?
Fucking Tiger King.
How about some toy news?
What how toy news?
It? Let's do it.
I know this sounds crazy, but there actually is one thing. Hasbro is out there trying to capitalize on everybody being home. So they, drop a picture of Destro and put them up for pre-orders. The 6-inch G.I. Joe figure up for pre-order on Hasbro Pulse. Sells out in, it wasn't very long. I mean, I got on to look. Steve, I'm sure you got on to look. We both missed it.
No, I got it.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, okay.
I got two.
How does a pre-order sell out?
They're doing Hasbro's. You know, it's obvious Hasbro doesn't know what they're doing with anything, really. Don't get me wrong; they've done some genius things: build a figure parts. Yeah, that's it. but they're doing some wonky thing where they're just doing these like pre-orders. But they have a certain number, and when it sells out, it sells out.
That's not a pre-order.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, that's not the definition of a pre-order.
Yeah.
And the thing is, aren't they known for, like, another day they'll put more up? Don't they do that a lot?
Yeah.
And he'll be back in stock, and then...
Later delivery date.
Yeah, and I mean, you can still get them out there. I mean, Big Bad Toy Store still has them, doesn't it?
Yep.
Can you just buy him, or do you have to buy the 5-pack?
I think you could just buy him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a 5-pack?
Yeah, so Big Bad Toy Store is listing a 5-pack, and from what I've heard is the 5th figure in it is, so you got Duke, Roadblock, Scarlet, Destro.
And Snake Eyes? And then
the 5th figure is going to be the Snake Eyes that isn't that exclusive one, but it's obviously going to be very similar. I imagine it'll only come with, like, one or two weapons.
Did you just start to call Scarlet Lady J? Because I'm pretty sure that was a pretty big fucking deal when I did it.
I just saw that's really
It's hot. Blurry as shit, Steve. It's blurry. We can't see a thing.
That sucks.
Maybe you put it by your face.
Yeah.
Just hold it there.
He's currently Steve is holding up the 6-inch exclusive Storm Shadow that Hasbro just released.
For some reason, he didn't order 3 of them. He just ordered one.
I ordered two. Two was the max.
It's a very cool Cobra Ninja.
It is a very cool Cobra Ninja. Did you get one of him?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Huh.
I was at a toy show that weekend, and when it dropped, you know, it was one of those things where I was like, I'll get on and get it later, and I just never, it was always sold out when I checked.
Wow. I might be able to hook you up. I mean, you know, for something really great.
Well, you know, I would be interested. I also am, you know, one of those guys that if I really want it, I'll get it at some point.
I'm pretty sure that the stack of boxes behind Travis tells me that you don't have a fucking leg to stand on. And if you don't want to sell him that Snake Eyes for a good deal, you're going to get royally fucked in another toy line. So you might want to try to not negotiate so hard because you're not holding anywhere near all the cards. So I'm just putting it out there.
Hmm. Never show your hand. Just like the gambler.
I can't wait to see Steven's bargaining skills on this one.
Does the gambler say not to show your hand?
Probably not. No. He says no one to
I don't
hold
think
them.
It
no one yeah. to fold them, and he just folded right. them.
He tells you to never count your money while you're sitting at the table.
Never count.
But I don't think he doesn't ever say to not show your hand.
No.
And besides, if you bet and somebody calls you, you're obligated to show your hand.
I think it's
the only time you don't have to show your hand is when nobody calls you.
Yeah, but that's the end. When you call, it's the end of it, right? You can't
no,
just
you, have to
you
call,
can't
you,
just call,
you have to
the
call every bet.
Call.
You have to call it. You have to call every bet to stay in.
I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't play cards.
No shit. I never would have known that by that talk just now.
Except for this new stupid card game I've been forced to play with my kids. It's called Dutch Blitz. But other than that, I'm not.
That sounds like a disgusting sex move.
I wish it was.
No. Oh, yeah. Better over gave you the old Dutch Blitz. Didn't even see it coming.
Is it Dutch Blitz or Bliss?
Blitz. Like brittle Blitzkrieg Blitz.
The Blitzkrieg pop.
All right. So the news is Destro went up for sale and he's gone.
Yeah, he looks beautiful.
He does, but why are they putting that brown copper wash thing or something on every figure? Okay, so the good guys have it and the bad guys have it now. So it's like, are they on the same team? Why are they wearing the same motif? Is Cobra coordinating with G.I. Joe and their costumes?
Pretty sure they'd be pissed if you called them a costume. It's probably a uniform, but
you notice that. You know what I'm talking about, Trav?
I didn't notice it on Destro. I know that the Snake Eyes you have in your hand has it.
Yeah, look at Destro's knee pads and his boots. They've got that same coppery brown cast to them that Snake Eyes' legs have on them.
Mm.
And everybody has to have this metallic, coppery, goldy thing going on. And I'm like, well, I thought maybe that might have just been the new like thing that all the G.I. Joes might have. But now Destro seems to have it, too. So that seems kind of, I mean, I love the figure. It's a great figure. And I was glad to get them, but I just find it very strange.
I did think when I saw the better pictures of it that it was kind of weird that Snake Eyes had that brown on him.
Yeah, he would have been much better if he was just completely black.
I wonder if the other one's going to be that.
Well, did you watch my review video, Trav?
I think so.
Did you see how he, in that packaging, he comes with a regular package, which I think is what's going to be hanging on the pegs.
Gotcha.
Anybody notice Steve didn't ask me if I watched his review video?
I knew you.
Because we all know the answer to that.
No, I mean, why would you tune in to check out a new 6-inch Joe figure so you could have input on a toy podcast? I mean, why would you do
that?
Oh,
yeah, because me not having any knowledge about something has always stopped me from having an opinion about it. Good call, Steve.
Exactly. I thought maybe you would be striving by now to be a better human being.
Yep.
Well,
so, you wouldn't have been thinking, you wouldn't have thought that.
I hate to say it, but that's really it for toy news.
For sure. That sucks. Because I really, when we get to our big segment that we always have, I'm not going to have much for that.
Well, that's the way it goes sometimes, and we're living in a different world right now.
See?
No,
I know, I know it's blurry, but...
Yeah. And... You guys ready for some toy drama?
Absolutely.
Are you ready, Peter?
Yeah.
All right, so... I'm actually going to save people wanting to join the... to join the support group because we can't mark them on the wall.
Did I get any votes?
So, Stuart Clifford posted in Vintage Star Wars Action Figures. Evan, do you think it's time to pull the plug on selling for now? Lee Anzik said, why? Stuart came back and said, I'm not going to answer that. Kevin Daniels said, it's a good question. What would be the advantage to cease selling? Stuart says, Stuart never actually come back. So, John Mullen said, yeah, let's crash the economy even more. No. Buy, sell, trade. Quit listening to the talking head. What do you guys think?
I think that's stupid.
It's stupid without any explanation.
Stuart,
animal.
No reason. I'm on a different planet to everyone else here, I guess.
So he wants to stop buying and trading, I'm assuming because of the pandemic. So that means that if someone wants to try to make some money, he can't put something up there to sell, which forces no one to buy it. It just allows people who may still have some money to put more cash into this guy's pocket that he might put into the economy. It sounds like the most retarded thing I've ever heard.
Yep.
No comment, Pete?
There's not a lot of meat on the bone.
I've also given
an explanation.
I've also seen it in a couple other groups. And really what they're saying is that, you know, you should not be going to the post office to ship things right now.
Okay.
Which I find very amusing because there are ways to ship without going to the post office.
There are. You could print out your shipping stuff right at home and put it in your mailbox if it's big enough to fit.
Yep.
Small enough to fit?
Sure. Depends on if you're talking about the package or the mailbox. Dang. See that?
Dang.
I can't combat it. It was a good one. I'll give it to you. I concede that battle.
Gustav Gonzalez posted an Action Figure Junkies. Good morning. When anyone have an extra G.I. Joe classified Snake Eyes for sale or trade by chance? Or a lead on someone that is selling one at a decent price? Offered $80 on eBay on a $99 or best offer and was declined. Then why make an offer? And gotta love it. I have Neck of Predators, blah, 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 some other stuff that I am willing to trade. The commenter says, $80 on a $99 figure is laughable. Make an offer doesn't mean pay me what you'd like.
It's not a $99 figure.
Apparently it is selling for about $100.
Yeah.
To 120.
80 is what, triple? More than triple what it went for retail?
No, it was 40 retail.
It was 40 retail?
The version I have with the big box and the extra. I know you can't see this, but it's a... Well, it actually looked like it cleared up for a second. Like a weapons rack. And then all the weapons that go on this weapons rack. That's all extra stuff that's included in this exclusive or whatever it is.
It's like a deluxe figure, Pete.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Joe Serrano says $80 means like $67 after eBay and PayPal fees. Of course, $19 lower than asking price is going to get declined in most cases.
Yeah, when you see that best offer, in my experience, they're not usually going to drop more than $5, and usually they might even drop less than that. Because I've done that. Well, like, I've seen a $99 figure, and I'll ask them for $80, and they'll come back and they'll say $98.
Yeah.
You know, that's been most of the time my experience.
Yeah. Yeah, the only times I've ever got best offer ones were if I, you know, you were talking, like, they were asking $99, and I offered $93 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I've never got, like, a huge deal for sure. David C. Doe posted a Marvel Legends community one-stop, one-store score. And he's got a picture outside Target, and it's the Black Widow wave of Marvel Legends. So seven figures.
Awesome.
Where do you think this one goes?
He took them all and didn't leave any for the rest for somebody else.
Nope.
No, because he's outside Target. They're accusing him of getting them through the mail or something, and then him lying about them being at Target.
Nope. It is. The line you said first is what I thought. I thought you were on, Pete. But nope, this is what it is. Get home safe. JP. And this is why the infected numbers go up. Stay home. Yep, because you're out hunting toys.
Well, if you got to go to Target anyways, you might as well stroll through the toy aisle, is my opinion.
And that's exactly how I feel, too. I mean, come on.
I mean, if I'm in Meijer...
You're already there getting groceries.
Yeah, I am going to take the opportunity to stroll down the aisle. That's just... I'm going to do that. Sorry.
Sorry if it bothers you. But just the way it's going to be. I think posting a like that now, though, unfortunately, that's what you're going to be experiencing.
You know, one thing about having our friend group in our thread where everybody kind of talks back and forth is we've got our outlet. So, like, when we find something cool, we can post it in there. We don't have to go to Facebook and ward off all the freaking idiots.
Very true.
We can get our, you know, satisfaction saying, you know, fuck you, I got a Red Hulk. You don't, na-na-na-na-na-na. We can do that in our own group and deal with them assholes versus, you know, assholes we don't even know.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why you need to start your own group, people. You need to find some whore like Travis to run around and find every guy that is out there at a toy show and, you know, bring them all together.
Yeah, you just got to find me.
Yeah.
Moving a little bit out of toy drama here, but Pete posted a post in regards to creating a gift involving the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me crew and COVID-19. Do you recall this, Peter?
I do, and apparently I dropped the ball, and everybody's saying that Vernetta won on Facebook wasn't good enough for it to be a win, so it was my lack of follow through or some shit. I don't remember.
Would you like to follow through on that now, Peter?
No. I'm not going to follow through just because of the peer pressure of the fucking assholes in our group. So one of you guys can swoop in after I've done 99% of it and be the hero. That's fine with me. So...
can swoop in. I love Peter's view of the world. He needs a segment called Through Pete's Eyes.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he would just be picking on us the whole time. But...
I know. You just be...
And last but not least, we had a new member join the support group, and Christopher Terry Huckaba said, "Hey, I just started listening to you guys recently, and I love the podcast. I had a question for the show. What are some of the best sales you've had based on what you've paid or sold for the in the past? I've heard you mention that you guys were in the game as vendors, but I was wondering if there was that one eBay listing that really surprised you when you found out what you got."
That'd be more of a question for you than anyone, Trav.
You've sold quite a bit on eBay, though.
Yeah, I've sold. And, yeah, over the years, I have.
And did you have something that you felt like was, like, a big one for you?
An eBay sale? I know that there was one. And I don't remember what it was. It might have been the, well, my biggest win, I think, on eBay was when I found, and I kind of regret this sale, the Rick Kindle score, and I grabbed the Battle Armor Faker versus Bizarro 2-pack from Masters of the Universe Classics versus DCUC, I think it is.
Yeah.
And I paid $15 for that 2-pack. And I sold it for $300 on eBay.
Jeez, oh, Pete. I would say that definitely qualifies.
Yeah, that's about the biggest one I can remember. Yeah. And I kind of regret selling that, but I was able to pick up a Battle Armor Faker complete at at Grand Rapids Comic Con, not this year, but the year before, and I traded a Mythic Legion. And got it pretty cheap. And I didn't really care about the Bizarro figure. So I ended up with my Battle Armor Faker anyways. So, and if I'd have kept that one, it was in package. And I probably wouldn't have had the heart to rip open that package. So this is better for me anyways, because now I can have that figure in my collection.
I would say it definitely worked out for the better for you.
Yeah.
Pete, have you had anything, Pete? I mean, I know you're not an eBay seller, but.
No, I not really. So,
yeah, for me, and it definitely goes back to the Rick Kindle score. You know, we've talked about it on the podcast before, but it was the first, you know, storage unit situation where I ever bought a whole storage unit, and that's after it had been picked over numerous times by myself and Steve and other, you know, members of our friend group. But the reality of it is even after it had been picked over, I still got so much good stuff. And it's hard to really, when you do something like this, because like my basis for this was, in my mind, there was 2,000 items in the storage unit and I paid, you know, $6,000, which to me then equals $3 an item. Now is that really the right way to look at it? I don't know. But in that lot, there was a Mattel exclusive Ghostbuster, prop replica trap. And if I remember right, I'm pretty sure I sold that for like $400 at Motor City.
$400 is what I remember.
Yeah.
Dude, the Ghostbusters alone in that, I mean, you made a half your money back, a third of your money back.
Yeah.
That is the best way to look at that, because realistically, you didn't sell anything out of that for less than $3.
No.
Even the shit you dumped into your $3 bin, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And that lot still to this day, man, I owe Rick Kindle that I still use the dolly. I still use the wire, you know, grid wall.
Right.
You know? And the three of us have a lot of cool pieces in our personal collection because of that lot, you know?
Yeah.
I would have had a lot more if it weren't for Heidi.
Yeah, so, you know, so there was just so much good stuff in there. I mean, I feel like I had, like, 8 Swift wins.
Yeah.
You know, Mattel. And I think you sold most of those for me online, Steve.
Oh, yeah. For 100-plus every time.
Yeah, you know, so it was just a crazy lot, and those kind of things do happen. You know, that was just one of those where it was not only was it such a huge quantity of toys, but it was also quality toys.
Yeah.
Which that's what you don't see so often.
Yeah, that was an amazing thing. I thought that was earlier in our relationship, and I thought that stuff was going to happen more often, but it doesn't.
No, I wish it did, but unfortunately, it's a lot more nickel and diamond.
Yeah, but everybody, the biggest problem with this is everybody sees Travis and they're like, man, this dude's making money. He's a fucking idiot. And everybody else is like, well, I can do this too. So now you're competing with everybody. It's the same thing that happened with that show Storage Wars. And people would be like in Dalton or Hesperia going to buy a freaking thinking they're going to have some gold in there. No, it's somebody's garbage that didn't fit in their trailer,
yeah.
You know, and everybody thought they were going to make a freaking mint going and buying storage units. Well, it's the same thing now. This industry has hit so hard. Everybody's like, man, I can take this tote of toys from grandma's attic from when I was a kid and I'm going to make $1 million. And I'm like, no, you're not. Because you're stupid.
Yeah. So. Exactly. Yeah, between YouTube and eBay and all those things, that it's certainly changed. And I get that. It's like that with every game. I imagine the first guy that got in on vape juice or whatever, you know, probably lived like a king. You know,
oh, yeah.
At the time. But then all of a sudden, boom, you know, all that, it just catches up with you.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up toy drama and toy news. Nothing too exciting. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well.
Thanks, UPS guy.
All right. Thanks, UPS guy.
You know what's really funny is how many people post that and they say, you know, Red in Pete's voice. And then you see the ones about Steve. All women should die, Red in Steve's voice. You know, it's kind of funny how we all have kind of a little thing that we do.
Totally unfair, so. Too, because... Totally unfair. I don't feel that way. I love women. I'm an advocate. Well, we've already talked about the only thing that's come in for me.
I think you meant avocado.
No, I'm an advocate. The only thing I've got new is my Snake Eyes. There's a pretty decent, I think, review of it on our channel, and My Wife Is Going to Kill Me on Facebook. You can search that video.
Who did it?
Courtney. I had Courtney do it. And, what was she wearing?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Pete went away for some reason.
I think
text message.
Okay.
So, it's a great figure. It's well constructed. It is not your average Marvel Legend buck that I expected to see with these figures. Obviously, I don't have any of the other figures in hand, so I can't speak to their construction, but I gotta assume they're gonna follow suit. Different hips, it's a different deal, but still very cool. And other than a couple of little color choices that I spoke about earlier, he's almost perfect, in my opinion.
Does it hide the joints well?
It does. It hides the joints, you know, because when he's got those knee pads,
yep,
for his double hinged knees, and then his thigh swivel is hidden by the straps that hold his knife in his gun holster on the sides of him.
Nice.
So yeah, he's a very good quality figure, and I'm happy that he came out so well.
Cool.
But that's that's it. Other than me doing some customizing, that's really not a thanks UPS guy. I've got nothing new.
I think the only thing I've got new since our last episode was a custom that I got from Steve, Ogre Builder, that Steve painted, you know, Mythic Legions, painted it up, added some detail, and it's pretty sweet. I'm looking at it right now, and it's a great figure.
Is it probably the best one in your collection?
No. Huh. No.
Probably the best paint job, though.
No. It's the best custom ogre that I have, though.
It's also the only custom ogre that he has.
No, he's got another one.
I got another one.
Another Steve Bisciotti.
Man.
You it's like, awesome, though.
You like that one better than the one with the white war paint?
I don't know. I like them both differently.
I like the one with the white war paint.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Anyway. And Pete, how about you? No dice?
I did a backer kit yesterday, but all four Kickstarters I have coming for dice are all fucked up because of the quarantine.
Yeah, I bet. So. Speaking of, though, if you guys get a chance, make sure you head over to Justice Curry's Facebook
no,
page.
He's
got a Kickstarter figure that he's offering that I think it's pretty amazing. It actually is, I think, the thing of nightmares. But if you're into horror toys, you should head over there and pick it up.
And he said whore, not horror, because Justin fucked that doll. So
Justin has... Justin is doing a Kickstarter, or Justin's advertising a Kickstarter for someone else?
No, he has a Kickstarter. You didn't see this, Steve?
No, I don't know how I... No, I have not seen this.
Oh, it's...
Justin's producing toys?
It's pretty impressive. Don't you agree, Peter?
What?
Would you agree?
I would say that he's stupid for the simple fact of he wants everybody to get on quickly before it sells out. And I'm like, yeah, that's not how a Kickstarter works, dumbass. What are you, Hasbro, with your pre-made pre-orders?
So
fucking idiot.
This is something that's pre-made that he's Kickstarting?
Just go to his page.
It's a cobbled together figure.
I love how Pete's trying to stifle discussion on a podcast.
No, I just, you're going to keep asking dumb questions. If you just look at it, you'll see that it's a fucking joke that Justin's made instead of us trying to answer questions about him manufacturing toys. It's a spoof. Go look at it.
Okay.
It's worth the look. It's hideous and hilarious.
Okay.
I would definitely agree with that.
So Justin's making toys? Well, is he using the same guy as the Horseman? Did he bring Cornboy in at
is,
all?
Is he using the same guys that the Horseman used to sculpt their toys?
Yeah, is he talking to Flynn?
That's dumb.
Did you find
do all of his action figures have a police department belt buckle? Because they should. do they only wear camouflage Kangol hats? They should.
Listeners, please tell me right now you are going to Justice Curry's page, like Steven is, and finding this prototype figure that he's got posted that he is putting in the Kickstarter.
Oh, I did see this.
Oh, well, great then.
But that just shows how I mentally write Justin off. Right. When I see stuff from his, it's like I see it and it's just gone. It's just like... It's just mentally, I like kick it right out of my head.
I saw it because Justice Curry shared Justice Curry's post about Justice Curry's post. So,
that's pretty good.
Do you think Guillermo ever regrets befriending Justice?
Every day.
Guillermo at this point has unloaded his firearms. because he just can't be trusted because of what he did to us with justice. He keeps posting all these pictures of war-torn Venezuela, and he's like, you know, that Justice Curry, you know, Venezuela's not looking half bad. Like, he's contemplating going back. So.
So you guys reading anything?
Yeah, I just read, I just got caught up on Masters of the Multiverse last night.
How about you, Peter?
Novels. I bought a $3 paperback the other day because it looked good on the shelf at Dollar General, because I had just got on Facebook and told everybody to stay home. So then I ran out to Dollar General and I saw this book on the shelf and picked it up. And for $3, it's actually pretty good. It's just it's a true crime thriller. But I'm actually also reading a book kind of in pieces. It's by, I believe his name is Jocko Willink. He's been on Joe Rogan. He's an ex Navy SEAL, and it's actually a book about leadership. And he writes him and another fellow SEAL. And it's actually a lot of really cool information. It's called Extreme Ownership. And it's just about kind of little tips and tricks to kind of lead people in your organization. So I've been trying to read not just fiction stuff lately, not just fiction stuff. I never get those correct. But I've got a true crime book going on my iPad as well. Plus there's a new Lee Child I haven't read yet. Plus there's a new CJ Box Joe Pickett novel that I haven't read yet. So I'm going to be on novels here for probably the next few weeks. But I did get a big old fat stack of Star Wars trades at Ollie's for like $3 a piece. So I'm going to read those here pretty soon as well.
Nice. Steve, how's your comic?
It's weird. You know, it's entertaining, but it's crazy as hell. it's fun in the regards of they've just covered every version of He-Man, almost every main version of He-Man, and that's fun to see that. I think that's a fun thing to do, but the storyline is kind of just getting to be old, like the same thing over and over. Anti-Eternia He-Man is unstoppable and no one can stand up to him for, you know, 5 issues now. So I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. So one villain that nobody can stop, heroes from all over the multiverse trying to stop him. That sounds like a pretty original story to me. I don't think that's ever been done before, ever. So that sounds really neato.
Yeah. It's like nobody can even give Anti-Eternia He-Man a challenge. He just rips through everything.
Really? Not even like a Hulk? Just gets his ass beat?
Not even like a He-Man.
That's crazy.
No versions of
so He-Man. So they have no idea what they're going to do. Like, he might win.
Yeah, it's looking like he's going to win.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Pete.
I wish they would have done something like that in another universe.
Hey, Peter.
Yes, sir.
Before you went to the dollar store and got that $3 novel, when you were telling people not to go outside and
right
do that kind of stuff, did you also call them either stupid or say they can't read?
I probably did. I probably was a little bit more passive aggressive. It was probably a little bit more thinly veiled. You know, I probably wasn't as blatant as just calling someone stupid or saying that they can't read. But it was a good one. So there was an old friend there that I wasn't going to see for a while. So I gave him a hug. I'm like, fuck social distancing. And I'm not going to see this person. So I hugged him, you know, And we took our photo and then posted it. I just replied to my own comment about staying home with pictures of me hugging random people. So.
You trying to make people hate you?
No, just one person.
You trying to make my wife hate you?
No, I'm paying your wife back for Narcan is what I'm doing. So.
All right. What else? Anything else?
You know, I think that's really it.
No, we got. What are you playing? New segment, quarantine style. You guys doing anything? I mean, let me rephrase that. Travis, you're not because you're a terrible father. Steve, are you and the girls playing board games, card games, that kind of stuff? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, Dutch Blitz.
Oh, that's right. I keep thinking that was a yeah. That's the only game you played this whole time?
Yeah, the kids wanted to play that damn thing every night.
No.
I don't. It's kind of fun. I don't do well at it because you have to be very fast, and I'm not fast. So
really,
yeah. Very fast. Like every time I get my opportunity to lay a card down, somebody beats me to it, and I'm like, son of a. So
are you? I don't know, listeners. I don't know if you're familiar with. I mentioned Quiplash earlier, and essentially everybody has a device in front of them, and it's played on the big screen, and each person is asked two questions, and you make up a funny answer for it. Then it goes through and it shows all the answers on the board. People pick their funniest or their favorite. So last night, it shows the answers. Everybody votes and then it reveals whose answer they were. So one of them was, there are three things guaranteed in life: death, taxes, and blank. So the answers come up and one of them is money, bitch. And then it reveals who it was, and it was Pearson. My 9-year-old son. And we all start laughing. And I'm like, Pearson, you can't. He was under the impression because he didn't say the word, it was okay because he typed it. And I was like, I understand the logic, but we don't, you know. So,
so now it was super funny.
So
now you know that his internal dialogue is full of swear words.
Oh, yes, it is. So, but yeah, dude, we were just rolling. It was so much fun. But no, man, we love Phase 10 and Uno, and we played Skip Bo yesterday for the first time. We're into those card games. We've been having quite a bit of fun trying to just pass the time, and so.
I will say that the shut-in time has increased quality time with the family.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, not for Travis, but because he's. Getting rid of his and sending him to the hunts, but I'm sure Kane's getting family time with the hunts. So,
right.
But yeah, it's quite fun.
Did we lose Travis, or was he looking something up on his phone?
I don't know.
I see you guys. Do not see me.
I don't see you. No.
I see your little icon.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been playing Clash Royale and G.I. Joe on my phone.
You still playing G.I. Joe?
That game sucks.
Have you found a way to like it?
No, he just found he hates other things more. Like, oh, I'm going to play this lame game because if not, I've got to talk to my son. Or, you know, that's just it. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to Joe it up.
I think the more you play it, the better. Stuff you get, the more fun it gets.
It's really weird. Kane's just been in his room listening to Cats in the Cradle over and over again. I'm not sure what his problem is. So.
Heidi gives him a speech, Travis. He's like, you need to start spending time with Kane. And he says, okay, give me the dildos. I'll go down to show him some I'll go down and show him some of your dildos. That's how we spend time together in the Bulls family.
You know, you need to teach your son something. I just taught him how to put a condom on a banana with his mouth yesterday. I don't know what you mean. I need to teach him more.
Yeah.
We've been going on a lot of walks.
That's pretty neat that Shoreline has that little fenced in area so you can kind of let the dog run.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Travis has a deaf pit bull. So, like, if he gets off of a leash, he doesn't come to you because, one, he got away, and why would he? And one of the best nights of my life, Max accidentally gets out. He's running down the road, and Travis is drunk as hell. I'm hammered. We're chasing this dog down the road. And Travis is like, he's stooped over and he's like stalking him and he's like moving closer. And I'm like, I realize the dog's peeing. And that's the trick. You got to wait till the dog goes to the bathroom. So he snatches Max up while Max has got to be 75 pounds.
Probably 65. Yeah.
65. He's a good sized dog, you know. Snatches him up like mid-urine stream, hammered, and carries him across people's front yards back home, holding on to the dog. It was so good. Oh.
Yeah.
That was fun.
The dog is getting more walks than he's probably ever had in his life this last week.
Yeah,
for sure. They're playing a lot of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, their new Battle Royale mode. That's fun. The main mode we play is called Plunder, and you actually collect money as well, which is really fun. So,
All right. You got the show?
That's a show. I'm hungry.
All right. So, well, Pete, take it away. Yeah, this is where you close the show, Pete.
Sorry, I was trying to be like Frozen, like, oh, we froze.
I was almost thinking you were Frozen.
The problem was I had to breathe. I'm too fat. I couldn't hold my breath anymore. We're wrapping up episode. Oh, shit, I forgot. I just looked it up.
I think it's 174.
Episode 174?
I think.
Episode 174 of the Boy Was Gonna Kill Me podcast. Stay home, stay safe, unless you want other people to do that and the rules don't apply to you, then by all means do whatever you want. For your host, Stephen Machado, and of course co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy, and until next time, we will see you guys. No. Until next time, we will. No, we don't want to see you because you may have the COVID. So stay safe, keep your head down, stay home. Be good. Take care of your wife or husband or both. We love you.
Watch the Tiger King.
Watch the Tiger King.
See ya.